This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Believe it or not, we're going to start with bowling. We're going to start with bowling because there is a viral video from the PBA Tour event in Reno, Nevada this past Sunday that has gone all over the globe.
Yeah.
People are loving this because it's not often that a 7-10 split is made on live television.
No, not often.
But the Ginger Assassin did it on Sunday.
The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it.
Goodness, the Ginger Assassin just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet.
The great thing about that bite is not only does he, you know, it's only the fourth time on live television the 7-10 has been accomplished, but he's a young kid. He finished,
he finished
third. It was a major championship. He won 12 grand. But he wasn't the Ginger Assassin until Sunday when that announcer screamed out the Ginger Assassin.
Oh, really?
And now this redheaded kid is the Ginger Assassin. And he loves it.
That's pretty awesome.
Paige Sporanek is an American social media personality and retired professional golfer.
Oh, okay.
She also played college at both the University of Arizona and San Diego State University, winning all Mountain West Conference honors two straight seasons, and led the Aztecs to their first ever Mountain West Conference championship in 2015. And I will also say,
she has beautiful eyes and her hair smells like cinnamon.
She is beautiful.
She is
a beautiful gal.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, after watching Hideki Matsuyama win the Masters, she took to Twitter to congratulate him and to say that the menu for the Champions Dinner next year is going to be absolutely on fire. Immediately, some idiots on Twitter that don't understand what a compliment is accused her of being racist. That is a racist comment. She didn't say anything racist. Stop it. She didn't say anything racist. She got upset because she was getting called that. She came back and said, I love Japanese food. This has nothing to do with me being racist. The last thing I'd want anybody to do is call me a racist. This whole thing's making me sick. And then she went on to say, I don't care if someone calls me a slut, but to be called a racist, she's very upset.
Wow.
Well, that leads us to this. Charles Barkley was on the Jim Brockmeyer podcast.
Really?
And Jim Brockmeyer was talking to him specifically about Twitter and the trolls out there.
Twitter's just a bunch of amateurs talking out of their ass. But you're the Picasso of talking out your ass. You'd be great at it.
But at least I know what the f- I'm talking about. These guys, they have they feel the need to comment on everything that's happening in the world. I only comment on basketball. Like, they offer me Monday Night Football. I says, I like football, but I ain't going to be one of these jackasses to get on TV and act like he know about football. But my thing is, why do you take the time out of your life to say something mean or just be a dick or an ass? Like, it's something that's got nothing to do with you, I might add. But you take the time to troll. I think that's the word they use.
Trolling, trolling, hating, sure.
I would never be sitting around my house and say, let me get off my fat ass and grab my computer and comment on something that's happening.
Yep. Now, I agree with the point that people jump on just to be a D or an A-hole from time to time. They live for
sometimes
it.
Sometimes they like to stir it.
You know, I don't want to stick up for the trolls in any way. Yeah. I think there's people that use social media in a positive way. I try to. Doesn't always come out that way, but I try to.
Yeah.
In his case, Charles Barkley's freaking Charles Barkley. He's on TNT constantly. I've heard him spout opinions out on all kinds of subjects on the TNT NBA.
Oh, no doubt.
Pre-game, post-game, and in the middle of the game.
No doubt.
So he has this huge platform, whereas
he is there to be a commentator.
Exactly, where the rest of the people don't. So that's the only disagreement I would have with him.
Yeah.
But he is not on Twitter because he doesn't need to be on Twitter.
Right.
I did find it interesting that he said he was offered the Monday Night Football gig at some point.
Oh, wow.
And he turned them down. Thanks to Netflix and Happy Madison, that would be Adam Sandler's company.
Right.
We're getting a movie called Home Team, a film based on the aftermath of the infamous New Orleans Saints Bounty Gate scandal.
Ooh.
Now, even though there isn't an IMDb page yet, the news broke yesterday that Kevin James will be playing Saints head coach Sean Payton. And this is how it's going to work. If you remember, he was in exile for a year, for a season. They're going to shoot that. So they don't have to worry about the NFL, per se, cracking down on them, not letting them use logos, and this, that, and the other thing. So that's how they're going to get around this. So good for them. Last year it was Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. This year, Julian Edelman. After failing a physical, the Patriots informed the three-time Super Bowl champ Edelman that his contract would be terminated. He then waited about an hour and a half and said, you know what, I'm just going to retire.
Well, destiny honks the horn of gotta go.
Edelman was a highlight reel in the postseason.
Yeah.
If you look at his regular season stats, not a Hall of Famer.
Not so much.
If you look at his postseason stats, Hall of Famer. As a matter of fact, he had one of the greatest catches in Super Bowl history, and that occurred in that comeback against the Atlanta Falcons. Three Falcons attempting to converge, and he comes over the top and catches a deflected pass.
Here's Edelman broken up, and the pass is no sign yet. Edelman comes down with a football, and they're saying it's a catch.
It was miraculous.
Oh, wow.
It was bobbled it, caught it right before it hit the ground.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. Joe Buck still can't believe it.
And we'll get another look at this. Alford knocked it up into the air, and let's see who comes down with it. Oh, that's a catch.
Yep, and that was with like 2 minutes left in the game, and the Patriots were down by eight. And if you remember, they go on to win that Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons, thanks to Tom Brady and Julian Edelman. Edelman also earned MVP honors in the Super Bowl against the Rams, and he had three Super Bowl titles. Again, if you're voting on the Hall of Fame just postseason, he's a postseason Hall of Famer. But if you got to like put the whole body of work together, not so sure.
Interesting.
Joe West, Major League Baseball's senior umpire, who is scheduled in May to pass Hall of Famer Bill Clem for the most games umpired in Major League Baseball history, was awarded $500,000 yesterday by the New York Supreme Court in his defamation lawsuit against former player Paul LaDuca. LaDuca, in 2019, said on a podcast, while he was reminiscing about playing for the Mets with his teammate Billy Wagner, there was one particular day where they were playing a really tight game against the Phillies, and Wagner comes in from the bullpen. West is the home plate umpire. He tells him to tell West to give him a couple of extra inches, and I'll let you ride around in my 57 Chevrolet. Apparently, Joe West likes old cars.
Okay.
This whole story never happened, and LaDuca kind of let it out that West was there behind the plate for many games in which he played with Billy Wagner, and that is not true. West was only there for one game in which Paul LaDuca and Billy Wagner actually were in the game at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And ultimately, the New York Supreme Court realized this whole story was completely fabricated, and what West said was, this could keep me from getting into the Hall of Fame if this turns out, if people believe this.
Yes.
And not only that, but it also is going to hurt my future income because even umpires get speaking engagements, especially Hall of Fame umpires, who can make up to $250,000 per speaking engagement.
Wow.
Because you know they got a lot of stories.
They do.
A lot of stories. Now, sadly, in the wake of the police officer in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, fatally shooting the unarmed black man by the name of Dante White, Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday, which led to protests throughout Minneapolis, St. Paul, the area there. The NBA game between the Nets and Timberwolves was postponed. The Major League Baseball game between the Red Sox and the Twins. And the NHL game between the Blues and the Wild all postponed. Now, as far as games that took place, the Nationals beat the Cardinals 5-2. Yankees topped the Blue Jays 3-1. Marlins over the Braves 5-3. In the NBA, Steph Curry dropped 53.
Wow.
In the Golden State victory over the Nuggets. And with that effort, Curry became the all-time points leading scorer for the Golden State Warriors in their history, surpassing Wilt Chamberlain.
No kidding.
Now, when I think of Wilt Chamberlain, I don't necessarily think of him as a warrior.
No,
I always think
no.
of him as a 76er. So I went and I looked up his wiki page,
really?
And
I didn't realize
that Wilt started his career with the Harlem Globetrotters in 1958. Played one season with the Globetrotters, then he played from 59 to 65 with the Philadelphia / San Francisco Warriors, six seasons.
Okay,
Curry's in his 12th, by the way. There,
yeah.
And then he played three seasons for the 76ers, five for the Lakers, and then he finished his great career in the ABA playing for the San Diego Conquistadors.
Nice.
Yes.